In staffing his administration after 9/11, President Bush has brought on board a few survivors of an old scandal, the Iran-Contra affair from the Reagan era. One is John Poindexter, who served briefly as President Reagan's national security advisor. Mr. Poindexter's new job is running the Information Awareness Office in the Pentagon. Its mission is something called data mining, combing through computer databases from satellite photographs to banking transactions, looking for terrorist activity. The appointment of John Poindexter to head this new office has raised some eyebrows. NPR's Linda Wertheimer has been taking a look back at his earlier career.
John Poindexter graduated from high school in the 50s in Odom, Indiana. He went to the Naval Academy, graduating in the top of his class. He had a distinguished career, rising to the rank of Rear Admiral, serving 5 years in the Reagan White House, first as a military assistant, then Deputy National Security Advisor, and finally National Security Advisor. But in that relatively brief period, this man, by all accounts an able, thoughtful person, took the Reagan administration down a dangerous path. Whether he initiated this action or followed orders has never been quite clear, but it was an extraordinary departure for a man who throughout his career to that point was respected and praised. Haynes Johnson wrote about Poindexter in his book on the Reagan administration, which is called Sleepwalking Through History.
I remember Poindexter quite vividly because the people whom I knew at the time, who had been in the Pentagon, all admired him enormously. He was a person of great probity, of great discipline, absolutely scandal-free.
Poindexter moved up to National Security Advisor at a critical moment when two secret and highly questionable activities of the Reagan administration came together to create the furor called the Iran-Contra affair. President Reagan wanted to help rebels in Nicaragua fighting against the leftist government there. Congress wanted no part of that and even passed legislation prohibiting aid to forces called the Contras. Admiral Poindexter supervised several plans to get that aid to the Contras anyway. The Iran portion of Iran-Contra involved hostages. There had first been American hostages held in Iran after the fall of the Shah in 1979. Then, in the early 80s, Islamic militants supported by Iran were again taking hostages and holding them in Lebanon. The president wanted them freed, even as he publicly refused to bargain for their release. Reagan's White House staff secretly arranged to sell American missiles to Iran in the hopes of buying back the hostages. John Poindexter was convicted of misleading Congress about these matters. Former Congressman Lee Hamilton of Indiana was chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He testified at Poindexter's trial. Hamilton said, looking back, there was a pattern of secrecy and deception.
We saw a pattern of rather disdain for the law. At one point, Admiral Poindexter said, we were willing to take some risks with the law.
From this distance, the clandestine activities of staff people in the White House seem slightly ridiculous as well as risky. Admiral Poindexter's much more famous aide, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, was involved in both sides of the Iran-Contra affair. He raised money for the Contras from American millionaires. He also arranged for weapon shipments to Iran through other countries, using mysterious arms dealers and freelance intelligence operatives to cover his trail. And it was Oliver North who combined the hostage project with the Contra project. An arms dealer helping with weapons for Iran suggested that the money from the arms sales, a kind of byproduct of the deal, might go to the Contras. That, North famously said, struck him as a neat idea. Much later, John Poindexter would tell the Iran-Contra investigating committee that he knew what North was doing, but he never told the president.
The buck stops here with me. I made the decision. I felt that I had the authority to do it. I thought it was a good idea. I was convinced that the president would, in the end, think it was a good idea. But I did not want him to be associated with the decision.
Those hearings were held in the summer of 1987. The Iran-Contra connection had been discovered the previous fall by Attorney General Edwin Meese. Poindexter resigned. As he explained to the committee,
I made a very deliberate decision not to ask the president so that I could insulate him from the decision and provide some future deniability for the president if it ever leaked out. Of course, our hope was that it would not leak out.
When it did, Poindexter took the blame. On his last day of testimony, a congressman named Dick Cheney, later to become vice president, took the admiral to task.
The reason for not misleading the Congress is a very practical one. It's stupid. It's self-defeating, because while it may in fact allow you to prevail in the problem of the moment, eventually you destroy the president's credibility.
I asked former Congressman Lee Hamilton what he thought of Poindexter after all this.
I never had any doubt in my mind about his ability, his basic decency, his basic patriotism. At the end of the day, he didn't fully understand the requirements of our constitutional system.
After the Iran-Contra congressional hearings came the trials. John Poindexter was convicted of obstructing Congress and lying to Congress, but his conviction was overturned on a technicality. Poindexter went back to work, this time in the private sector. Bringing his technical skills together with his knowledge of the defense establishment, he worked with Washington-area high-tech firms, most recently on information systems projects. That work enabled his re-entry into the government. Poindexter has been brought back to head a new agency called the Information Awareness Office. It was created by DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, a super-secret and well-financed government research center. DARPA-funded research has produced, among other things, the Internet and stealth technology. Now it's working on finding and stopping terrorists. Mr. Poindexter's most recent employer, Syntec Corporation, has a policy of not talking about him. Mr. Poindexter's office says he is not doing interviews at this time, and he clearly prefers to leave the Iran-Contra issue in the past. So far, at least, he's been allowed to. As former Congressman Hamilton said, it was a very long time ago. Haynes Johnson, who wrote about the Iran-Contra affair in his book on President Reagan, says he thinks hardly anyone remembers it at all.
I happen to think it was the most serious scandal since Watergate, by far. Nothing comes close to it. And because of what it did involve, planes and secret missions and covert operators and money transfers and supplying arms and so forth, with no accountability and nobody to regulate it, nobody to know about it, whether it was good or bad.
President Reagan left office without having to bear any burden, Johnson says, for Iran-Contra. And John Poindexter has made his own quiet comeback. His resume, which until recently was available on the DARPA website, said, under experience summary, that Admiral Poindexter is noted for creative solutions to difficult issues and that he is goal-oriented. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Washington.